It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. Walked out of the door probably 5 minutes ago, out the front door of my house, and heard this really loud sound, like a crashing sound. And I'm out well before sunrise, and it startled me for a moment. It sounded like it was maybe a half mile away. I was wondering, what is that? And then heard it again maybe 5 seconds later, and then realized, oh, it's one of those trash trucks picking up those large outdoor metal trash containers. And those are not quiet, and the lids, I guess, were banging on the container as it was being moved around. Kind of an interesting way to begin the walk today. You didn't hear it, but I did. This is the weekend where we change our clocks, spring forward, so we actually lose an hour of sleep. So here in the morning, sunrise will be an hour later than it is today. But in the evening, sunset will be an hour later. And if you prefer walking later in the day, maybe a late afternoon, early evening walk, maybe a walk after dinner, like Ava and I enjoy taking, it's going to be a big deal this weekend. I know I'm in the group of people who like daylight savings time. I like having that extra time at the end of the day, the extra sunlight at the end of the day. Although I will say that when I was doing morning radio, that was really hard in the summer because I was getting up at 3 a.m. And when I finally realized, you know, I need to go to bed early. I can't burn the candle here at both ends. This is not good. And it was hard getting into bed while there was still daylight outside, which happened. I was going to bed sometimes at 8 o'clock, and the sun wasn't setting till 8:30 or so. But those days are in the rearview mirror, and now I really enjoy that. longer daylight at the end of the day, Ava and I will take advantage of that. Not only the extra daylight, but also temperatures going up, and we'll start taking some longer walks in the evening. So with more daylight, I got to thinking about vitamin D and the impact of sunshine on vitamin D. Vitamin D is one of those vitamins that you can get in food, but it's a little harder to find, a little harder to get what we need, according to the experts. By the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. The main source of vitamin D is sunlight. Sunlight on our skin. And now that we're going to be getting more and more sunlight, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about the benefits of vitamin D, of taking walks outside, of being in the sun. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. So according to the experts, and some of these benefits are research-based, there's research behind all of these, but the connection is not as black and white, not as direct as we would like. For example, vitamin D has been linked to lowering the risk of certain types of cancers. Vitamin D also supports healthy bones. As I understand it, vitamin D is essential for our body to produce calcium, which is important for our bones to stay strong. So when we are in the sunshine, we're actually strengthening our bones, according to the research. Vitamin D boosts our immune system. Again, it's hard to find a direct connection. They can't say that, well, if you spend 10 minutes in direct sunlight every day, your immune system will be a certain percentage stronger. They can't say that, but the research does seem to indicate that vitamin D is part of a healthy immune system. Vitamin D also, according to the research, manages blood sugar levels, which of course is an important component in type 2 diabetes. Vitamin D has been known to impact depression, lower depression, make us feel better. I know people who go through the winter and actually use those sun lamps. And it's for the issue of depression, for mood, spending some time in front of a sun lamp. Now that we have more sunshine, we can get outside. Vitamin D also lowers the risk of developing multiple sclerosis, MS. And there have also been some studies indicating that vitamin D can help promote weight loss. So all kinds of benefits to vitamin D. Again, there are other ways to get vitamin D. There are supplements. Some foods contain vitamin D. But really, the best way to get it is direct exposure to the sun. And of course, at this point, I need to mention that there are also dangers to sun exposure, too much sun exposure. I have personally felt those. I've had two cases of basal cell skin carcinoma, both on my nose, and I've had to have those removed. And I've also had to be very intentional, very deliberate about sunscreen, wearing the right kind of sun clothing, limiting my exposure to the sun, particularly in the middle of the day. And living here at Myrtle Beach, this is a little more of a challenge for me because I didn't move 2 miles from the beach so I could spend my days inside. So I have had to be much more intentional, much more deliberate about protecting my skin from too much sun exposure. The question then becomes, so how much sun exposure do you need? According to the research, actually not that much. 5 to 30 minutes a day. Also, the time of year has an impact on how much sun exposure you need because of where the sun is in the sky. So in the wintertime, I've read that we actually need a couple of hours of sun exposure. And this is partly because of where the sun is in the sky and also because we're bundled up. so not much of our skin is exposed. In the summertime, it's closer to the shorter end of that, 5 to 10 minutes, because more skin is exposed, the sun is stronger, and so we get a whole lot more vitamin D in the summertime. So as we get ready to change those clocks, move them forward, we lose an hour of sleep, but we gain an extra hour of sunlight at the end of the day. And if you enjoy taking your walks later in the day, this is a good weekend for you. Things will change. And of course, as we get more and more sunlight every day, the opportunities to be out in the sun, to be exposed to the sun, increases the vitamin D production that our bodies are making. So it's all good. It's all good. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you have almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And if you have the 90-day fitness chain tracker, that means you can color in another set of footprints. Or if you prefer to put a sticker over top the footprints, I know some who do that. And that growing fitness chain becomes tangible, visible proof that you're doing a hard thing. Fitness is hard. Getting started is hard, but I think even harder is sticking with it. And that fitness chain tracker is proof that you're sticking with it. And even though we're into March, it is not too late to begin the March Walking is Fitness Challenge. You set a goal that is appropriate for you. It could be a 10-minute walk every day, 5,000 steps every day, 10,000 steps every day, whatever is appropriate for you and where you are. And it's not about doing this every day of the month. It's about seeing how many days this month you can accomplish that goal. And there is a special March Walking is Fitness Challenge tracker. It's free. Link in the show notes. You can tap that link and get started on the March Challenge. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.